Podcasting Success, episode number 1666 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Greg Dean. How is everyone doing? A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode.
Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world.
This article discusses some tips for podcasting success, including the idea that it can take years to build an audience. It discusses how to make a successful show that people want to listen to, including the importance of being entertaining, having a narrow focus, and speaking intimately to listeners. Finally, it discusses ways to measure podcast success.
Dash.
Like many aspiring podcasters, you want to make a successful podcast. To launch your podcast, first submit it to Apple Podcasts. One podcast tip to increase your chances of receiving listens is to release just one episode at first. This helps build an audience and get more listens and reviews. Listen numbers will help you gauge the success of your show over the next few years, but remember that it can take years for a podcast to really take off. To measure success, track the number of listens for each episode over time and compare them with average industry benchmarks. Also check how many new listeners you get each week and compare them to your previous week's numbers. To have a successful podcast, you have to create a show that people actually want to listen to and will help build your brand's marketing. You can't just start a podcast nobody knows about and expect it to make big bucks. Take the time to really enjoy interacting with people who listen to your show, answer their questions, go the extra mile, and be generous with your content. If you do this, not only will it help engage more listeners, but it will also help promote word-of-mouth marketing for your brands, which is invaluable. Starting a successful podcast is one of the best ways to launch your career as a true professional podcaster. It takes more than just having a good idea for a show. You need to put in the work and keep up with the tips and tricks that will help make your show stand out from the rest. Keeping in mind that anybody can create their own podcast, there is still a lot of things to consider before you can be successful. Knowing what works and what doesn't, researching industry trends, and staying on top of new technology are all essential to making your show stand out. Successful podcasters have made a name for themselves and their shows by targeting specific audiences, finding their niche, and creating thoughtful content. When starting your podcast, it's important to take the time to think about how much money you want to make with your show and what kind of impact you want it to have in the long term. Narrowing down a focused topic that resonates with your listeners is key for success. It's also important to make decisions around what technology you will use to record and distribute your show. Although it may seem like a daunting task, taking the time to create one thing that really resonates with people will be worth it in the end. Successful podcasters share a few common traits. Most successful podcasters are in tune with their desired listenership, and they give listeners value by providing content that is relevant to their lives. They aim their podcasts directly at their intended audience, and they listen to what their content listeners want. They also understand that the best ones not only entertain, but also have an educational element in which they discuss difficult topics. Furthermore, successful podcasting requires engagement. If your podcast can add value to people's lives, then you will have more success than just trying to get people to listen for entertainment alone. A successful internal podcast can help employees find satisfaction and engagement opportunities that they may not have considered otherwise. Additionally, it can provide an outlet for them to hear the latest research or featured guests, giving them more ideas to consider and learn from. This translates into success for the organization as well as the podcaster because it means that employees are being engaged in something meaningful and relevant. The key to a successful podcast is having a leading voice, whether it's yourself or someone else who is knowledgeable about the topic. By referencing your podcast regularly, you will increase its visibility and recognition among your audience. Additionally, using methods such as employee satisfaction surveys or inviting guest lecturers can give you valuable feedback on what type of content resonates with your listeners. Becoming a great podcast host is not an easy task, but it can be measured in success if you have the right private podcast. There are many podcasts out there, but one of the most successful ones is The Mystery Show, hosted by Starley Kine. She has been able to build a huge following by having great character traits and interviewing efficiency. Her work quality and ability to follow talk centered around a format has enabled her to embody the majority of people who listen to her show. When it comes to podcasting success, it is important to advertise your next podcast episode to ensure that your podcast grows. Also, when choosing relevant guests for your show, the most popular episodes would be with big co-hosts and interview segments. It is also essential to keep listeners engaged by choosing the most optimal schedule for your show. The schedule length should be appropriate so that there is enough time for names of topics and guests to be included in the show. You should also ensure that there is enough time for an idea or story from each guest on the show. This allows for a more holistic experience for your listeners and helps to hook potential listeners. Additionally, you should use descriptive words that will help people understand what your podcast is about and why they should listen. Podcasting success can be achieved by using your podcast to grow your audience and also engaging with them on social media. Your audience should be able to get a quick bite of information from each show or segment that they can use in their daily lives. You could also provide email updates, talk segments, or words of advice that fit the theme of your talk show. Podcasting success depends on how much you enjoy your podcast and how much your audience supports you. Most podcasts fade after a few episodes, but with the right support, podcasters can have a long-term successful show. You can ask your audience to donate and enjoy their listenership. You should also promote your podcast through email and social media, as this will help grow your audience. Opening a Patreon account is also a great option for those who want to make money from their podcasting efforts. Even if you only have just a handful of less than 10 episodes, the reward for hard work could be huge in terms of donations from supportive listeners and fans. This is all for today, friends. My name is Greg, and this was episode 1666 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. See you next time.